Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, we're back. And guess what? OnTheAirToday.com. What a place to go. We have several things that we talk about, but our primary subject is always a voice for veterans. If you go to our website, it's WVETOnlineRadio.com. Buried right in there with OnTheAirToday.com. I'm going to do a little promotion of myself today before we go into a couple of the subjects, because we have one that I'm going to talk extensively about, and that's VA combat understanding. Most of the young men who are coming back out of combat just don't want to talk to anybody. There is a number that you can call, VA.gov, and they will let you talk directly to another combat veteran who may better understand the conversation. So, stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about that and making sure you know, but right now, I'm going to let you know that we are pushing Little Richard. I wrote every song on this album. I think maybe I didn't write all one. Guess what? That's it, if you can see it. Keith Winslow is a songwriter, producer, director, and this album is helping me keep this radio station healthy, and we're going to continue to support veterans. I'm going to tell you a story about how I know how powerful this really is. Many years ago, B.B. King was to perform for a military group, and he got stuck in another city. At that time, we were in New York, and I think we ended up going outside of Cleveland to some military base. But they accepted Little Richard instead of B.B. King, who couldn't make it. And we got there, and all of these soldiers were all dressed up in their military, and they had their wives and everything. And then finally, they called Little Richard to hit the stage. And this was an all-black audience. I had never seen Richard play in front of an all-black audience. But it was a military base, and it was an honor for us to be there. Guess what? Richard started off singing his Long Tall Sally, and after that, he started playing Chain of Fools, James Brown. He played all-black music, and we wrecked the house. He is truly the king of rock and roll, but he was a real entertainer. And he loved our military bases. Somewhere in my archives of stuff, I got a picture of Little Richard with a flag, like I'm wearing this flag. Richard had a whole top outfit made out of the flag. So I want to thank him for what he did, and I'm going to thank myself for writing the songs. If you get a chance to get the album, guess what? I'll be mentioning it again. And when we do, take the number down and order yourself one. You will be one of the few collectors that has one. Now, VA Combat Veterans, 877-927-8387. Today's subject is all about that. You know, when you say veteran, it takes in a lot of stuff. It takes in a lot of applications. You got cooks who are veterans. You got combat people who are veterans. You got generals who are veterans. You got a lot of different veterans. But today I want to mention that it is a special place for the combat veterans. And those combat veterans, if you need to talk to somebody, call that number. I just repeated it. I'll repeat it again. 877-927-8387. Please call in. Text in, Facebook in, YouTube in, whatever y'all do nowadays, do it. But there's somebody there who will talk directly to you and understand the subject matter of what you're talking about. Have empathy for some of the stuff that happened to you along the way. But it was good. And you have somebody who can relate to that. That's an important subject now. We haven't had as many wars as we had back since World War II, and then Vietnam, and then Korea, and then Vietnam. So that era of time has moved on. We've gone to the other side of the world, and it's all now coming out of the Mideast. So yes, we do have other skirmishes going along. Two or three of them going on all in Africa, and nobody's talking about it. Since Grenada and those skirmishes, television now has opened up the door. So we do have a lot more information available as to what's going on. The old combat days of just the Roman soldiers fighting with shields is gone. Today's wars are about long distance. We have long distance drones. We have long distance rockets. We have long distance bullets. It's not hand-to-hand combat as much as it was then, but it's still a lot of it. The only ones that don't see as much of it is all my buddies over there at the Air Force. And both my family was here this weekend, my Air Force people, as well as my Marines. We salute everybody. But remember, there is stuff that you can get help with, and it starts right here with us. If you can't find us, go to va.gov. No matter where you are, you can always go to va.gov and get some information. Yeah, you may get put on hold a little while, but stay on the phone. Don't disconnect. They will put you to somebody who will really make a difference. That's Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, and now Space Force. Now, I don't know who's going to be calling y'all about the Space Force, because that's pretty much clandestine. Next week, I'll be having my commander on with us to talk about it. But she always lets me know there's a lot of things that they can't talk about with the Space Force. She's a wonderful lady. I met her on a Greyhound bus. We were all coming from Atlanta and got stuck on the road for 6 hours. But bus finally showed up about 11 o'clock that night. And she and I were the last two getting down there. I think we were stopped somewhere around Stewart. But we were both going into Miami. We want to thank you for taking time to pay attention to this. And don't forget that the combat veterans are the ones we're trying to honor today. In the past week, I did a thing in Clearwater that was especially for the Purple Heart recipients. And I learned a lot. Florida has one of the largest groups of Purple Heart recipients in the country as a state. And we honor them all over the state. So if you're a Purple Heart recipient, come to us. We'll try to let you know when the next biggest event is. Clearwater was this past week. Miami's got one coming, Jacksonville. Anywhere where there's a military base, believe me, they're going to be having some kind of understanding as a report of all of our Purple Heart recipients. So stay with us. And I'm inviting everybody out to do it. And this time, wear purple. Please, wear purple. Everywhere they have a Purple Heart, don't come wearing all your blue and your black and your red and that. Find something purple and let all of the Purple Heart veterans know that you honor them. Bigger than just something that came along the way. Thank you for so much of all of that. And don't forget, today's subject at this point was really about your combat veterans. There is help for you. There is understanding. And there are people who want to talk about the same combat information that you did. That's very, 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 very important. A lot of people don't remember that in order to get better, it's much easier to get better when you have help. AA, NA, CA, whatever that is, has proven that the old days of two men, two women, either one talking to each other, gives you a little bit more help than you just doing it by yourself. So again, all you combat veterans, I honor you today. Feel free to make yourself available at your VFWs, at your American Legions, at your AMVETs, at any of the other locations of your VA centers. Here we have Bay Pines and James Haley, and that's in the St. Petersburg, Tampa area. If you're in Miami, you got one. If you're in Dallas, you got one. If you're in San Antonio, you got one. So don't walk away from the VA. They need your help as much as you need their help. Guess what? We made another great show, and we're going to do another one, and we're going to continue on. And all I want to say is Tim always put the best music on, and today we're going to play some Little Richard stuff in order to help. One of the biggest songs I ever wrote for him was Try to Help Your Brother. Didn't know it then that I was going to be doing a show like this. But for all of my military and all my veterans, we're going to say we're going to continue to try to help your brother. That's Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm going to tell you everything is over and out with the child.
Inside your heart, it's so wrong. Inside your heart, it's so wrong.